You better get ready, because we're going to do it, word. Do you have your Bibles? No. Do you have your iPads? No. Oh, well, get your phone then. Here's your scriptures for this morning. And we might not always read the scriptures, all right? But what we say and what we teach in the day comes from these scriptures. So you can go home and study it then if we don't read it in the church. So Hebrews 7. Matthew 2 verse 1 and onwards, and then Hebrews 4 verse 14 and onwards. So we've got Hebrews 7, Matthew 2, and Hebrews 4, and we'll read some of it in this day. Just want to get some laughiness, you know. You know what's laughiness, né? Lekker ding vir jou keel. All right, here we go. So who remembers last week? Come on, last week, you've got to remember last week. You see, last week we spoke of a birth that also had a baby shower, but also had celebration. And that was the birth of Jesus as an infant into this world. We said and we taught you that it basically consisted of a baby shower. All the Mosaic verses where there's prophecy about what is to come. That was the preparation. That's like a baby shower. That was the expectation of what is coming. And then we saw that there was the birth of Jesus. And then after that, we saw the celebration with the gifts. Now, with that said, we thought that your typical men, they show up late for the baby shower. They show up late for the birth. And then they are so stupid not to bring baby stuff. They bring three gifts that does not make sense. And then last week we said they brought gold first. But we had this whole teaching last week about why did the wise men bring gold? Easy, because they were wise. You see, as wise men, they realized that the gold brought to Jesus as an infant, he maybe could not play with it, but it was a type of what was yet to come. The celebration in that moment was that he is a true king and the king of kings. And therefore, they brought the gold. They said, you are the true king of kings, and they brought the gold. All right, so if you missed it, you can go onto the website and catch up and listen to that sermon. But today we're going to carry on from there where we left off. So I want to read with you the scripture in the Word of God that says the following. It says, also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, through Jesus, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, who is harmless, who is undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens itself, who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered himself. See, this is the context for today's message, and it's more teaching maybe. You see, the second gift the wise men brought was frankincense. Now, I don't know who have ever literally seen frankincense, but it's an aromatic juice, basically. It's almost like a resin that comes from a tree. Now, we know frankincense because in the plays and Sunday school and all that, we heard of it. But that is the tree which actually brought forward the frankincense the wise men brought to Jesus as an infant in that day. You see, they will go to this tree, and this tree is quite well known in the world. If you actually go and Google it and study it, it's a tree that is really well known and goes at high prices, because if it produces a high quality of sap out of the bark, then it is almost priceless in this world we live in, because they still use it in this day for perfumes and frankincense. You see, this tree, the Boswellian tree, is throughout the world well known for its It's a specific scent it gives off in the tears of that tree. So what they do is they take that tree. They will cut the bark. Hulle sal hom amper kap soos 'n sny. And out of that hurt, out of that pain, flows this resin, which you can see on the screen. They call it tears. So what they do is they scrape the tears together. They will mold it into a bowl, basically, and into a heap. And then they will produce what you see on the screen, frankincense. You see, this is a rare commodity, but this is also a commodity. This is also a mineral, if you want, that was used in the Word of God throughout the Old Testament over and over. Now, if you study Exodus 13, you will read a lot about the temple. You will read about the temple where the priests entered to bring sacrifice unto God for the sin of the whole nation. Now, the Day of Atonement, it was called. On that day, only the high priest had the authority in God's presence to go into the holies of holies and literally enter into that place for the sin of all people in that country. So what will happen is the high priest will get dressed accordingly. He will prepare the sacrifice accordingly. He will cleanse his own life and heart and mind from sin. And then he has the authority to enter into the temple. But you see, in this temple, there is a veil, and we just sang of that veil that was torn. But in the Old Testament, back in the day, the veil was in the middle of this temple, and only the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies, the presence of God the Father himself. And there he will go, and he will literally offer up a sacrifice as forgiveness and atonement for the whole people. So he was the high priest for the Old Testament people. You see, also in Exodus, you'll find that it was also used for the anointing oil used in the temple. It was also used for the anointing oil for the sacrifices prepared unto God. Frankincense was also used to be present in the burning of the meat offerings unto God. It was also a symbolic symbol, frankincense, of prayer unto God the Father. So as the smoke of the aroma of this expensive oil, basically, as it evaporates into the air and goes up, that is like the praise of the high priest and all the people going up unto God. You see, frankincense was also used by the table of the presence of God. You see, frankincense was all about a priest. Frankincense wasn't just an aromatic metal or ingredient is the right word. It wasn't just an ingredient that they used. It had symbolic meaning. Now, in the day when the wise men came with the gold as the first gift, and the second gift was placed, and it was frankincense, it was a wise moment for them to step into that place with that specific gift. You see, in the Old Testament, what I just told you is basically that frankincense was used by only the high priest, Aaron, and his bloodline, in the authority of God, to enter into that place, to be the mediator for the people filled with sin. Now, here's the thing. In our day and time, we don't have a temple which one of us go into one day a year and we fall on our face in the presence of God and we have a sacrifice with frankincense present and we say, Lord, forgive all the people. We don't have that. Because the Old Testament is exactly that. They followed the rules of the physical realm and the rules given by God with the temple and the veil and the high priest with the frankincense entering into God's presence, saying sorry for everyone's sins. But you and I know that in this day, Jesus already came. You see, Jesus already became the perfect sacrifice in this world. And because of his sacrifice, the veil was torn as we just sung in the song. You see, you and I in our hearts, through the Spirit of God, can enter into that same holies of holies through praise and worship, through meditation, through studying the Word of God, but just spending time with God our Father. We enter into that same realm, that same holy of holies, that same presence of God. But here's the thing, we are not a high priest. You and I, we are not high priests. See, Jesus came to this planet as a baby. He was born. It was a baby shower expectation moment. His birth took place, and then celebration followed, because now the King of Kings came. The Messiah is here. And in this day, guess what? He rose. He rose. You need to get this. Hy het opgevaar. For a great reason, because in this current moment, the word teaches, where is Jesus right now? On the right hand of God the Father. In the throne room, in the Holy of Holies, in the same place that temple represented, where the high priest entered to be the middleman. Van al die mense, that place, there Jesus sits in this moment as that high priest. You see, Jesus became the high priest of you and me the day he ascended to his Father. See, there's many scriptures I can quote and read in this day. And it all goes back to that moment that declares that Jesus is sent as the Son of God to become the great high priest, the word teaches. So what does it mean? Here's a question. Who's going on a holiday this season? Who goes on holiday and it's almost like a routine? It's a yearly thing. The whole family knows the 10th of December, we hockey caravan and then we go. You see, we have families and we know people that every year they go away as a family. It's Tani and Sunny Sasani and Tani Sasani and Gerkie se Griekie, and it's the whole family. It's 20 neefies and niggies, and they book like half of the resort, and that's a yearly thing. Have you ever met people like that? That's a yearly family holiday. But what I've seen in those moments, in those holidays, those going away as a whole family every year thing, there's only one or two people who actually organize that. There's one or two people that phone everyone by September and like, will you be able to? Do you want to go away this year? Is your caravan gepakt? It's only like one or two people who take the lead and organize that. You see, the thing is, they keep it together. Jy al hoor mense sê, daar is daar een familielid wat allemaal by mekaar hou. Dis baie keer 'n ouma of iemand se ma. They just keep the family together. They're like the mediator between everyone. You see, Jesus, he's sitting on the right hand of our Father in heaven, in the Holy of Holies today, as the great high priest the Bible teaches, because he is keeping everything together. Now let me explain it. You and I, filled with sin. You and I, broken vessels. You and I, all the holy and goodness and greatness God desires for our lives are falling through the cracks of our hearts and minds. You and I, we are not perfect. You and I, we are born into sin. You and I just think something in this day and we are sinful people. But you see, God the Father knew that by the birth of his Son into this world, he will become man, God, God, man, 100% man and 100% God. And then as he rose from the dead and sat on the right hand of his Father in heaven, he became the high priest that keeps everything together. So let me explain that. In your life as you sin, in your life as you fall short, in your life as your mind goes, I don't want to live anymore. When your mind goes crazy and your life falls apart and it feels like you're drowning of emotions and anxiety and stress, in that moment, it means that in heaven, next to God the Father, you and I have Jesus who is holding everything together between God the Father and us. It means that he is literally sitting next to his Father on a throne. And guess what his conversation is? His conversation is this. But Father, you see Elizabeth in this day. I know how you feel and know what the word says, but I paid the price for Elizabeth. So Father, through me, you have love and mercy. You see, he's holding together the promises of the word of eternal life and a peaceful life and his promises being true. He is the mediator as the high priest in the presence of God the Father. He's like that family member that's just holding everyone together. Now, you and I know when we plan those holidays, we go like, ach, nie alweer Sunny nie. Elke keer vergeet sy al haar cutlery en dan leen hulle myne. But when you get to the holiday resort, it's fun and it's all over and you forget about it. It's joyous. You see, Jesus, in that moment, when he paid the price, you and I should go like, you know what, we're already in the promise. We are already in the high priest moment. We are already in the place where we have a mediator to God the Father. We are covered by grace and love through Jesus Christ. His blood bought us with a price. So the truth of the matter is, Jesus talks about you and me daily. Daily he goes to his Father and he's like, Jaku, Here, my hemelse Vader, Jaku, deur my, vergeet van daai dinge. Remember his sin no more. Gooi dit in die diepste deel van die oseaan. Please, my Father, because through me as Jesus, he is covered by the grace and the love of the blood of me. That is the conversation daily in every second and in every moment. He talks to God the Father in heaven. Guess what? About you and me. He knows you by name, the word says. It's not just that you're special. It's because he knows your name. Therefore, he has conversation as the mediator between God the Father and us being sinful. So here's my question. When I realize that, my question is, what is your conversation? What is my conversation? Because if Jesus is talking about us daily to God the Father, whom are we talking to and what are we talking about? Because here's the thing, if Jesus left his culture, and I say it with respect, if he left his culture as God, to be born into this world so that he can be tested and tempted, the word says, like a normal human being, and he stayed without sin. If he could leave all that godliness and enter our realm and our culture to experience us so that he knows how it feels. Don't you think it is time that we as a church and followers of Christ also step into his culture and have conversation about him? You see, the problem with church and followers of Christ is this. We just want. Because we all will go, holy, amen. Thank you that Jesus is mentioning my name to the Father and I'm forgiven my sins and I'm covered by the blood. But you and I in 1 week don't mention his name to no one. Almost doesn't sound fair, right? Like we said with the offering, because he gave, we can give. He already gave himself as the great high priest, being the mediator, being the intercessor, being the one between us and God and the holies of holies, the eternal life. And through him, he sits there and he says, God, through me, they are free. And then God goes, yeah, but did you see? And he goes like, I didn't see nothing. Through my blood, they are free. And that continues every moment. And your name is uttered in the holies of holies, in the presence of God daily, if you called on Jesus' name and made him your Savior. But why do we live? And what do we do? How many times do we step into the culture of Christ, and in that culture we speak his name, we declare his name, and we testify his grace and love and him being a high priest? You see, the thing about the wise men was they stepped into a moment of wisdom when they brought that frankincense. They stepped into a place where they said, Jesus, even though you are an infant, we know that in this moment, the high priest got born right now. In this moment, life just changed because you as a baby are the great high priest who will be the mediator and keep everything together between God the Father and us as a sinful people. So every time the high priest entered the holies of holies in the temple and they burned the frankincense and their aroma filled the room, it was a moment where praises were brought unto the high priest to come, who will be known as Jesus in the world, but in heaven the Son of God. So why not a baby rattle? Because that cannot save your soul. Why not a soft toy in that day? Because the wise men in the Spirit of God being led brought the frankincense as a declaration of what just took place. See, when you study the scriptures I gave you, you'll see that Jesus is the only and only true high priest. And God gave his son so that he can become the only true high priest. See, the plan of God the Father is that no heart or soul will go lost, but that we will enter into his eternal presence, in the presence of the great high priest, where the aroma of frankincense, just glorifying in prayer and praise, just it covers the room and fills the atmosphere daily because he is God. You see, the thing about the Old Testament and the high priest is this. Only one guy entered, the rest stood outside. And I promise you in this day, as the one who entered, he was focused, he was intentional, he was oprecht, he was real in the presence of God, because he knew the stake of that moment, he knew what was at stake, he knew he could lose his life in a second if he was unclean as a human being. He entered into that place with that attitude. But I tell you this, there were people outside that had a Brian Talk Burger King, man. They couldn't care less. Why? Because there's someone else who's praying. There's someone else who's sorting it out. There's someone else who's covering me. I tell you, in the New Testament, that is true to a point, because if you don't enter into the presence of Jesus and you do not accept him as your high priest, your savior, the one true king, the king of kings, if you do not accept him, you are not covered. You are not bought. You are not free. You will not enter into the Holy of Holies. Your name will not be uttered in the presence of God the Father. We cannot have an attitude, church, as individuals and as a church, saying there is a pastor who's praying. Oh, but I heard about this guy called Jesus. He's got it covered. No. We need the attitude of the high priest who entered into the Holy of Holies. We need to have that heart and spirit that went into that place that is focused and intentional, and we just got real in his presence and we poured it out. Forgive us our sins, Lord. We realize in humility that only in and through you we are saved. Because you gave your son, Father God, I know I am free, not because of my strength and knowledge and doing. See, humility is key, but then you should celebrate. There's celebration in the birth. There's celebration in Jesus being the high priest on the right hand of God the Father in this day, calling out our names. We should celebrate when our mind goes to you are a failure. You start representing Christ. You step into the culture of Christ and you declare that the high priest is calling my name right now. You are a liar, my thoughts. You are a liar. Deceitful is the heart of man, the word of God teach. And you call out your own heart and you say you are lying. For I'm bought. I am free. Frankincense was placed at the feet of Jesus for the reason that he is my high priest in this day. There's no money you can give that will buy your salvation. There's no deed of serving unless it's according to God's commands. Love your Lord, your God, with everything. Unless it's that, you can't work yourself into heaven. But I tell you this, when you love God and you realize that he is the one true king that is fit of a gold gift, a treasure fit for a king, if you realize that he is the high priest and therefore we should give frankincense unto him in our everyday life, when you realize that, you want to love, you want to serve, you want to be humble, you want to give more, you want to go above and beyond, because you realize, because he gave first, I want to give. And that was the wise men in that day. When they brought their treasures, the word says, their treasures, Not Jesus' treasures. Not someone else's belongings. Their own treasures. Dit wat die waardevolste was in hulle lewe. They brought theirs. They said, I'd rather have you as King of Kings and my high priest than the gold and the frankincense. I think it's time that we rather step into a place where we rather glorify God, even if people think weird, than sit and have them praise us because we're cool. I think it's time that we rather step into serving because we love God and it's His calling over our lives, than sit with our egos and in moeilik. Maybe it's a schedule that's blocking you. Maybe it's that treasure chest in front of you that when you see it, you go like, I cannot let go of this. Let me tell you this. Having a high priest in the presence of our God, the Father, and the Holy of Holies is worth much more than whatever you think you have. Because what you have will dissolve and disappear. And will go into nothing. All I know is when I prepared this, my prayer was, Lord, never forget my name in the God's presence. I don't want to enter one day into your realm and your presence facing you on the floor. And you go like, I don't know your name. You see, I want, like the word says, my name written down in the book of life. So my question this day is, if Jesus is calling your name daily in God's presence, are you calling His name daily in this world? Because I can tell you this, we've experienced His promises and His provision often, where we can call upon His name and say, thank you, God. You and I have opportunity above opportunity to step into conversations to just say, you know what? I'm so happy about my job, but I'm so happy God keeps it in my life and keeps providing through it. Especially in this country, you know how it is rolling. Thank you, Lord, that I woke up healthy and alive. We can step into moments to praise God. Even your knowledge, God opened doors. You might not give Him the honor of that, but He opened the doors. Because you were born with a desire and a skill set. Where did it come from? When you see babies 1 year old, you can already tell their character and their attitude and what they are. Are they technical? Are they creative? As an introvert, you can call it. Where does it come from? Thank you, Lord, for planting stuff into people. Because you made us great. You turned the ruins into life. The dead bones become armies. Us being dust and mud are human beings with heartbeats who can think and process and call out a name above all names. From mud to that. Why? Because we have a high priest that daily says, my Father, don't give up on them, for I paid a price. My Father, I know them by name. I paid a price. I'm the frankincense in this day. See, you and I in Christmas time, in the season, in the silly season, as people speak, we can change the culture of that the moment we step into that place and go, it's not a silly season. It's actually so far from silly. It's about a high priest who's a King of Kings. Have you heard the story? We can change it. There's nothing silly about it. It's my Savior that entered this realm so that He can know how I feel. Be tempted like I'm tempted and overcome. So when He says to His Father, I understand, the word teaches, He understands. See, in this day, I believe that some of us need a high priest in our lives. I believe that some of you in this house, in your heart, you need a high priest. Because here's the truth, a lot of us make ourselves the priest of us. We make ourselves the priest of our business, our finances, our household. We are. There's only one high priest the Bible teaches, and it's Jesus. So as we're going to play this song, I want you to close your eyes. Take a moment. You know how we roll. This is where your heart just connects to heaven, and you sort out whatever's going on in your heart and life. Because today, maybe you need to call on the name of Jesus as the high priest. Maybe today is the day where you bring frankincense into his presence through prayer and you say, Lord, forgive me, but remember my name. Here I am. So as the song plays, take a moment, close your eyes. You're welcome to kneel, sit, stand, and just pour out your every bit of yourself in his presence.
Love look like is the question I've been pondering. What does love look like? What does love look like is the question I've been asking you. What does love look like? Then I saw him there, hanging on a tree, looking at me. He was looking at me, looking at him, staring through.
See, the word of God says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin he stayed. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. With every eye closed, if you are in a time of need, the scripture teaches clearly there's a high priest who understands. According to John 15, he calls us friends. That means he feels with, in the Greek. He feels with. Jesus on this day experiences with you. He experiences with you every weakness, every temptation, because he was there. But in this day, he is the high priest. If you in this day are in need of the grace and the mercy the scripture speaks of, just lift your hand as we're going to pray with you. Father, with every hand going up, every heart poured out, every desire, every body that needs the mercy and the love, Father, we bring our hearts filled with frankincense in this day, declaring that you are the high priest of our lives, declaring that you are Jesus, our Savior. So I pray that you will fill our hearts, that you will go in every body, every household, every business. Father, that you will go into every bit of anxiety and concern, that you will speak as a high priest, and you will pour out your mercy and your love over their hearts. Just fill their lives, Lord. Just give the wisdom and discernment, Lord. And let us experience it closely. So, Father, I pray your blessing over each and every heart. I pray that you will move closely, that you will be God above all things, our King of Kings and our High Priest. Lord, this is our desire. This is our prayer. This is our petitions in your presence, Lord. Call our name. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen and amen.